Greetings, everyone. This is Brian Bira, Chief Financial Officer of Charlotte Rescue Mission, with your Paycheck Podcast for Friday, January 19th, 2024. Change. For some, that is a scary word. For others, a welcome word. It is a word about which many volumes have been written. A word about which many songs have been sung. A word about which many opinions have been expressed. And a word we all have reactions to, of one kind or another. Some folks run toward change. Some run from change. Some just hunker down and endure change. Some changes are for the better, some are for the worse. And contrary to that old saying of some things never change, the fact of the matter is, at least for the things of this world, everything changes. At the start of every calendar year, a plethora of social, cultural, economic, political, and religious pontificators come out of the woodwork and make their predictions for the upcoming 12 months. If you really keep track, the majority of those predictions turn out to be only so much hot air. So let me add to that group. The predictions, not the hot air, hopefully. Let me make a not-so-bold, risky, or controversial prediction of my own. 2024 is going to be a year of change. Wow. Really? Yes, really. And that same prediction could have been reliably made at the start of the last 2023 years as well, because every year is a year of change. As followers of the Lord Jesus, we are not called to live our lives with a philosophical worldview, a psychological worldview, a humanistic worldview, a deistic worldview, or a nihilistic worldview. We are called to adopt and adhere to a biblical worldview. And in contrast to my previous statement that everything in this world changes, one key component of a biblical worldview is that God never changes. In the book of Malachi, we read, "For I, the Lord, do not change." Similarly, the writer of the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Those verses provide us with firm declarations that in the midst of turmoil, upheaval, and often personally wrenching life changes, one thing is certain: God remains the same. That attribute of his nature is called his immutability and is summed up in three words: God never changes. For those without a saving relationship with him, that doesn't mean a thing. But to those whose life is wrapped up in his, it means everything, because that means his other divine attributes, his sovereignty, his righteousness, his omnipotence, his omniscience, his faithfulness, his wisdom, his mercy, his goodness, his holiness, his love, and all the rest will never change and never cease to be. In this world of constant change, that is a sure comfort. In contrast to this, however, we are not to remain the same during our sojourn through this world. We are called to change. In fact, more than that, we are called to die. That, my friends, is the extreme change. But not just die and be done with everything. To die to self and be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote to the believers in Rome, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." As we say quite frequently around CRM, we are all about transformation. And the most important transformation, the only one with truly eternal consequences, is our transformation from death to life, wrought solely by a sovereign God, and then the transformation of our lives in response to that spiritual awakening into the image of our Lord. That change is not one to resist, but rather to embrace, especially since it is the gift of God, both for our benefit and for his glory, and will be the one change that will go with us into eternity. Speaking of eternity, the entire canon of Scripture is wrapped up in the final change of everything when God himself does away with this corrupt, decaying world and replaces it with one that is perfect in every regard and will never pass away. In the book of Revelation, we read, "Behold, I am making all things new." Three key words in that sentence are the I, God himself is doing the changing, the all, such that nothing is left out of his grand new design, and of course, the new, indicating something we cannot even come close to comprehending in our present state. Promising words, comforting words, joyful words, and in no uncertain terms, a change definitely worth looking forward to. Thank you, and have a terrific day.